One specific development on the powers of PCSOs, there is this suggestion that you'll be using your discretion, or the force will be using its discretion, to allow PCSOs to patrol outside school gates to address transgressions of parking restrictions. I mean, is this driven by a particular issue around this? I mean, there are lots of are you aware of lots of concerns or complaints about this?
Again, this is an issue whereby the Chief Constable has the authority to delegate certain powers to PCSOs. All PCSOs around the country have a set of the same powers, but there are other powers which the Chief Constable can decide to give them. They don't have all of them here in Kent. When I was elected, I said that I would ask for a review, and I'm pleased to see that, particularly around issues of antisocial behaviour, truancy and other matters, that these powers will be increased. With regards to parking, it's obviously currently a negotiation, because at the moment the police work very closely with local councils, but I have been in contact with a number of local councillors who have said to me that parking outside schools is an issue, and if we can help support those local communities and help keep our roads safer by allowing our PCSOs the power, I think it should be something that is considered. There is a wider responsibility upon organisations to promote better parking around schools, but ultimately also parents and guardians themselves not to be causing hazards.
I mean, isn't this an issue for schools, though? Some people say, you know, why is for schools to address these kind of problems if they have problems with parents parking in the wrong areas?
In part, yes, and I think that most schools do take their responsibilities very seriously in advising parents and others to make sure that they're parking safely and appropriately. But I do think that, as with everything, you can do education, but you do also need to back it up with enforcement as well. We do that in lots of other areas of road safety, around mobile phone use and speeding and drugs and alcohol. We do education, but it does have to be backed up with enforcement at times to make sure that people do get the message.